Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 185. The lesson 185 is, I Want the Peace of God. Reading from the text of the workbook. To say these words is nothing. But to mean these words is everything. If you could but mean them for just an instant, there would be no further sorrow possible for you, in any form, in any place, in any time. No one can mean these words and not be healed. He cannot play with dreams, nor think he is himself a dream. He cannot make a hell and think it real. He wants the peace of God, and it is given him, for that is all he wants. And that is all he will receive. Many have said these words, but few indeed have meant them. You have but to look upon the world you see around you to be sure how very few there are. The world would be completely changed should any two agree these words express the only thing they want. Two minds with one intent become so strong that what they will becomes the will of God. For minds can only join in truth. In dreams, no two can share the same intent. To each, the hero of the dream is different. The outcome wanted, not the same for both. Loser and gainer merely shift about in changing patterns, as the ratio of gain to loss and loss to gain takes on a different aspect or another form. Minds cannot unite in dreams. They merely bargain. And what bargain can give them the peace of God? Illusions come to take his place, the true self's place. And what God means is lost to sleeping minds intent on compromise, each to his gain and to another's loss. To mean you want the peace of God is to renounce all dreams. For no one means these words who wants illusions, and who therefore seeks the means which bring illusions. He has looked on illusions and found them wanting. Now he seeks to go beyond them, recognizing that another dream would offer nothing more than all the others. Dreams are one to him, and he has learned their only difference is one of form, for one will bring the same despair and misery as do the rest. And when the wish for peace is genuine, the means for finding it is given. In a form each mind that seeks for it in honesty can understand. Let us today devote our practicing to recognizing that we really mean the words we say. We want the peace of God. This is no idle wish. These words do not request another dream be given us. They do not ask for compromise, nor try to make another bargain in hope that there may yet be one that can succeed where all the rest have failed. To mean these words acknowledges illusions are in vain. Requesting the eternal in the place of shifting dreams, which seem to change in what they offer, but are one in nothingness. Today, devote your practice periods to carefully searching of your mind to find the dreams you still cherish. What do you ask for in your heart? Forget the words you use in making your requests. Consider only what you believe will comfort you and bring you happiness. But be you not dismayed by lingering illusions, for their form is not what matters now. Let not some dreams be more acceptable, reserving shame and secrecy for others. They are one. And being one, one question should be asked of all of them. Is this what I would have in place of heaven and the peace of God? This is the choice you make. Be not deceived that it is otherwise. No compromise is possible in this. You choose God's peace, or you have asked for dreams. I want the peace of God. As I sit with this lesson and the instructions of the lesson, it reminds me of intention. I saw a YouTube clip on philosophy and intention, and they were showing how the same action can be driven by multiple intentions. Bringing your boss a cup of coffee could be coming from the intention of simple compassion and love, looking for no gain out of it. Or it could also be another intention there might be that you are looking for some reward. And the outcome doesn't really matter as much as what intention you have behind it. And I started to recognize that self-honesty is very important. It's almost like you can't do this work without having complete self-honesty. And it's not a self-honesty to try to judge myself. It's simply a self-honesty of looking at what the ego mind is doing. The ego mind is not me, but at times I believe it's me. And when I find myself doing something, to stop and ask with self-honesty, what is the intention behind this? If it's coming from the heart, from compassion, then there's really nothing to look at. But if it's coming from wanting something in any way, then I've fallen into the trap of the ego mind, believing that my happiness and peace can come from getting something out of the outer world. And sometimes it's just so subtle. And so questioning with self-honesty and with love and compassion for me, my truth, is how I'll do what he's asked us to do. He's asked us to search our mind to find the dreams we still cherish. Search the mind for the things that I still think bring me God's peace in the outer world. Being honest about intention is how I can successfully see where I'm still believing the ego mind. And there's nothing to be ashamed of in being tricked by the ego mind. But I truly want freedom from that ego mind. And I really, truly am willing to open up and see to honestly see what dreams I still cherish. I want the peace of God above all else. Someone talked about accountability partners this morning, and you are my accountability partner. You're keeping me accountable to doing this work. And I am keeping you accountable to doing this work. But we have to be our own accountability partner first. Do I want the peace of God? and I need to keep myself accountable to that. And each moment, each thought that comes up, Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today. Help me to be accountable to what I truly want. Help me to have self-honesty to see what it is that I truly want. Help me unmask that which is hidden from me and all of the subtle ways in which it shows up. I want the peace of God above all else. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by taking a few deep breaths. With each exhale, allowing the body mind to relax and release. Deeper and deeper. And simply allowing our body, mind to quiet down. And to practice as he's asked, just say to myself, say to yourself, I want the peace of God. And see if it's true for you. And say, I want the peace of God above all else. And notice if there are any body sensations that come up as you say that. Is there any resistance? I want the peace of God above all else. What would you trade the peace of God for? Would you trade it for your health? Does your health have to be a certain way in order for you to want the peace of God above all else? Does your health have to be a certain way in order for you to have the peace of God? Is the peace of God dependent on the outer world, the illusion, the dream? He says, today, devote your practice periods to carefully searching of your mind to find the dreams you still cherish. You may want to look at your roles and responsibilities. Are there any roles or responsibilities that you still cherish in the dream? He says, ask, is this what I would have in place of heaven and the peace of God? He never says we lose the roles and responsibilities. What he's asking us is if we desire them more than the peace of God. Do we want the dream? More than we want the peace of God. Do we want specialness? Or do we want to simply be compassionate and loving in everything? Are we interested in having our love and compassion confined to the special ones? Or are we willing to have love and compassion expand to everything, everyone? He says, no one who truly seeks the peace of God can fail to find it, for he merely asks that he deceive himself no longer. By denying to himself what is God's will, I want the peace of God. I mean these words. I no longer want the illusion of specialness and exclusion. I want the peace of God for all beings. Unlimited.